failures, that these Christians are showing favoritism towards the rich and the well-dressed. But James reminds them that God's preference is for the poor and the marginalized. The Catholic Church, in its official teaching, has promoted what is called a preferential option for the poor. And we have a special responsibility to those vulnerable people who are most affected and least heard when it comes to destruction from natural disasters, such as wildfires and hurricanes. From September 1st, a few days ago, to October 4th, the Christian family celebrates what is called the Good Gift of Creation, or the Season of Creation. And September 1st is the World Day of Prayer for Creation, which was started in the Orthodox Church and now very much ecumenical. And it concludes on the feast of St. Francis of Assisi, October 4th, who is the patron of the environment. In our gospel today, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened," for the deaf-mute man. And he was miraculously healed, being able to hear and then speak. The Church of Jesus Christ is crying out in a loud voice for us to pay attention and do something, because the care of creation is a moral issue that impacts all of us. Today, I share with you some official teachings of the Catholic Church from popes to our U.S. Catholic Bishops' Conference. And I'm inviting all of us to open our ears and our hearts to hear this, especially cry of the poor and a call to action, because James will say in just a few verses after the passage we heard in the lectionary, faith without works is dead. So I begin with 94-year-old Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, who, when he was the Holy Father, wrote an encyclical on the sacrament of the Eucharist in 2007. And although on Sunday Masses you don't hear the words of the priest that Monsignor will pray over the gifts, but this is what he is referring to in which we call the Barakah prayers. Benedict said, "The liturgy teaches us when, during the presentation of the gifts, the priest raises to God a prayer of blessing and petition over the bread and wine, which are called fruit of the earth and fruit of the vine and work of human hands." A nice Labor Day connection. He goes on, "With these words, the rite not only includes in our offering to God all our human efforts and activity, but also leads us to see the world as God's creation, which brings forth everything we need for our sustenance. The world is not something indifferent, raw material to be utilized simply as we see fit. Rather, it is part of God's plan, in which all of us are called to be sons and daughters in the one Son of God, Jesus Christ." He continues, "The justified concern about threats to the environment present in so many parts of the world is reinforced by Christian hope, which commits us to working responsibly for the protection of creation." And our U.S. bishops believe our response to global climate change should be a sign of our respect for God's creation. They admit they are not scientists nor public policy makers, but they enter dialogue from a faith perspective to search for the common good and to raise the voices of the poor, which are often unheard. They say, "At its core, global climate change is about the future of God's creation and the one human family. It is about protecting both the human environment and the natural environment. It is about our human stewardship of God's creation and our responsibility to the next generation, those who come after us. In Faithful Stewards of God's Creation, the document they wrote, they say, "Global climate change poses one of the greatest threats to the most vulnerable among us. Because of poverty, age, health, and location, the poor are especially susceptible to the potential negative impacts of global climate change. Heat waves, droughts, and storms, and their consequent economic costs fall most heavily upon the poor. Since the least of these are most at risk from the climate change, Christians have a particular duty to address the moral and human implications of climate change. Every individual and institution must accept the responsibility for caring for God's creation." And all of this that I have just shared with you is merely the tip of the iceberg, to use a phrase, and sad to say, melting iceberg, of what Pope Francis teaches in his encyclical called Laudato Si, on the care of our common home. So today, I am merely planting seeds. Recent natural disasters have opened my ears and heart. And also last night, a visit from someone who came to Mass who had fled the storms south of New Orleans, Louisiana, and was returning home to uncertainty. I will begin a new ministry here at Our Lady of Fatima on care for creation. And if that little voice of the Holy Spirit is calling you to join me, please do so.
Our Lord has spoken to us through his word. Let us respond to our prayer of faith. I believe in one God, Father Almighty, Maker.